Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought it would be great to just touch bases and see how everyone is doing. There has been a lot going on, and we all are doing our best to keep moving one step at a time. Hopefully, you're in an area that does not have the current weather problems, but I'm kind of thinking a lot of us are just involved right now with that. In addition to fighting with the weather, we find that this is a season where a lot of people are starting to not feel well. And I'm not sure what all of it's about, but I just want to remind you to take care of yourself. Make sure that you are staying hydrated and staying current on your vitamins. The other good thing to do is to reach out to a naturopath, and, you know, just get some help that way too if you want to boost your immune system. And so I have a great one that I work with. Actually, I'll put the information into the show notes because I think she's fantastic. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is just realizing that, you know, it is true that things are going on right now that are not in our control. But, you know, we have the ability to control certain things. And the things that we can control, we need to just make sure we're doing that. We need to make sure that we are not allowing, you know, everything to get us discombobulated or unsettled. We don't want to have a restless spirit. And so, you know, whether you are actually come up against a challenge or not, doesn't mean that you have nothing to, you know, be concerned with. You still need to make sure that you are doing what you can to keep yourself and your families safe at this time. You know, beyond just the virus, we have the weather change. And there are some cases where people are not able to get some of the things they need because the stores are closed, or they are, I've seen some pictures of lines that were just unbelievable. So I want to just remind you that, you know, it might be hard right now for you to get the things you need, but what's always better is if you can put together an emergency list of things to have in your house and in your car in case you are out and about and you have a problem. It's something I always did, and I talk to my children about it all the time. And I also buy those emergency kits periodically when they are on sale, so that you have the flashing light, you have the triangles, you get in there, you get these little glow sticks that kind of look more like a glow stick, but I guess it would depend upon which one of the kits you get. But they used to be about $20, $20 to $25 a piece. Always a great idea to have them in the back of your car. They have all the little emergency things you would need if you, by chance, end up getting a problem with your tire, or you get stuck because, you know, traffic is just, there's an accident, or you can't get home because you're over one of the passes. It just depends on where you live as to what you might need to have in your emergency pack. And so, you know, a blanket is always ideal. One or two blankets really are really a good idea to have. Those sleeping bags that are made out of Mylar, it's a shiny silver, and they fold up really small. And I think that that's also something good to have if you're going to put together your own emergency prepared kit. You know, of course, it's short. A small first aid kit would be a good thing to have. And I think that, you know, when we are proactive in defining what we need should something occur or arise. Even if we don't find we need those items, there may be someone next to you or in your office or, and behind you in traffic. I remember one year that when I was working, there was a young lady who was diabetic. And for some reason, somebody was going into her drawer, and I don't know what she kept in there, but they took her items out. And so I remember her asking if anyone had anything that she could eat or whatnot. And so, you know, that was something that, stuck with me. And so, you know, and also as a mother, I always kept things in a car. And so I have a lot of family that are still in Chicago, and I'm always, you know, checking on my niece and a couple of my nieces and great nieces. And, you know, my thing is, you know, what do you have in your car? Are you prepared? You know, and they can get stuck behind some messed up snow. They can get stuck behind a problem on the Dan Ryan. I mean, it's just any numerous things that can happen. And I think that when people are stuck, that sometimes we have to look at the opportunity that we can create by just looking at the issue a different way. I was talking to a loved one last night who had been stuck at work for like 4 days. And so I was like, you know, sweetheart, I'm just happy that you're safe, you're warm, you have, you know, amenities there that you can make your life better with. And it wasn't that I wasn't hearing that she was unhappy, but I wanted her to look at it from the other side of it, because, you know, we can't afford to fall into sadness or depression. And I have to tell you, a few days ago, I really felt like something just wasn't right in the universe. I don't know what it was, but my spirit just felt weighed down. And it took me a lot of effort to just get up and, you know, not let my day be down. Just not let it go, down the tube, because realistically, it was a hard day. And I think it happens to all of us. And I think that, it also depends upon how you relate to the things around you, because, you know, let's face it, you have some people who are, always, you know, empathetic, and they pick up on everyone else's energy. You have other people who just don't let anything bother them. And then, you know, you have someone in the middle, and I'm not sure where you fall in it, but I definitely am one of the ones who seems to pick up the energy and feel others' pain. And so it's not always the best, you know, but it is who I am. And, it works for me sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't, but I love loving people. And so, you know, if you find that you are having moments like that too, where you are feeling weighed down, or you're feeling anxious, or, you know, you could be feeling something totally different than that. I don't know what you're actually, you know, what you might go through. But I think that when we do have those moments, we need to speak to what they are and, you know, be comfortable calling them what they are. If you are having issues with stress, you know, give it a name. It's stress. And there's nothing wrong with saying that you are stressed. I had a wonderful nurse practitioner one year, and she had told me, if you feel anxious, you know, just, hey, it's nothing wrong. It's actually healthy to be able to say what it is. And, you know, it's good, because if you are going through a panic attack or, you know, some other kind of unrest in your system, it's good to be able to just say, okay, this is how I'm feeling, but it's not who I am, and it's going to pass. And until it does, I'm just going to take really good care of myself. So, you know, you might sit down and have some tea. You know, you might order, get some of your favorite cookies. People will probably still have like DVDs or other modes of listening to and watching, you know, a relaxing station. I think Hallmark was one I used to like quite a bit, and it might be one you might like too. So, you know, Hallmark had a lot of love stories, if I remember correctly. So much has changed. I have no idea what channels are out there. But, people do what they call Netflix reruns, or not reruns, what do they call marathons? Netflix marathons and other kind of shows where they pick a favorite show and they just watch it back to back to back. Now, personally, I'm not sure that works for me, but people do it. I hear them talk about it all the time and they enjoy it. So the point is to just be prepared so that if something is going on, you are not negatively impacted to the point where you're unhappy, and you can't see joy after the problem. So I just want to reiterate what my thought is for you guys today. And that is to, you know, constantly be aware of what's going on. Be prepared if you live in an area that is prone to have, bad weather, or if you have an older car, or if you're going along on a long journey, on a drive, make sure that you've got, you know, a full tank of gas. Make sure that you've got heat, you know, that your heater's working. Make sure that, you know, you have a tire gauge and you have, you know, the extra things that you can put into your car, like a first aid kit or just an emergency preparedness kit. And, you know, a pillow doesn't hurt. You got a trunk, utilize it. Put some water in there. Now, the thing about water is you don't want to put that into a car and leave it in the car when it's a hot day, because, you know, the thought behind that is that the plastic from the water bottle gets into the water when you put it into hot temperature areas. So don't do that. It's cold right now in most of the places that I would think of. So you would probably be safe down, but the point is to make sure that you're safe. Do what you can. Check on your neighbors. Check on your parents and your younger siblings, your older siblings. Just make sure that people know how to get in touch with you if something happens and they need you or you need them. It's a good thing to be in touch. So I think the other thing is to have someone that you can touch bases with each day. You know, just in case something happens, someone needs to know that you're okay. I actually have several friends who don't have any children, and at this point in their life, they're not going to be adopting children. And so I saw an article that talked about, I think they called them orphaned parents. I forgot how they said it, but basically these were this generation that did not have any children, and, you know, they're actually aging now, becoming seniors, and they don't have that kind of a connection or a family. And so, you know, that's also something to think about if you have, you know, neighbors around you who are, home alone or don't have, family members. Just, you know, check on them too. If you run across, you know, extra moments and you are not sure what you want to do, close your eyes, you know, relax your mind and just take some wonderful deep breaths, because not every moment has to be filled. You know, if you're not doing something and you're relaxing, that is a gift. Take it, accept it, and, you know, walk in peace. So I am looking forward to hearing from you. If you have any questions, I will make sure that we put a few notes into the show notes about what you might want to put into your car for safety. I want to remind you again, stay hydrated, stay warm, you know, and we don't want to have people who are hurt, injured, or worse. You know, if you're cold, your house does not have any heat, go to a neighbor's, go to a family member's. Do not sit in your car. Do not sleep in your car. And do not get into the car, leave the garage door down. And there, I do know that when it gets extremely cold, that a lot of cities will open up areas to provide respite services, places where you can go and maybe get a warm coffee. But, you know, tell people that you love and that love you if you have a need and you don't know how to fill it. Allow us to help you. Because I think that that is, you know, it's actually a beautiful thing to help someone. And you never know, one day you might be able to help them too. So don't be shy. You know, speak what you need. And continue to shine in your own special way. Until we talk again, I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Be careful. Good night.